This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
It is that time of the week again. It's Bear O'Clock, and it's time to go a little bit deeper into the woods. I'm Bear Curious Dean, and joining me and us in the woods tonight is Disney Princess Cam. Hey, Cam, how you doing?
Hey, Dean, how are we?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. Been busy?
Yes and no. doing a bit of this, a bit of that. I'm a bit excited about tonight's show, Cam.
I am too, actually.
We're going to be talking about long-distance relationships. We're going to get to know Rob and Fabian. We're going to find out where they met.
All about the distance.
All about long distance, yeah. So when an Aussie bear meets a Euro bear.
Hashtag Euro bear.
I know. Or Swedish bear.
Swedish.
So if you've got any questions about how do you get your own Euro bear, or if you've got any experience with a long-distance relationship, send us a message.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got our ways you can actually contact us on SMS, which is 0427JOY949, or email on air at joy.org.au.
It's that easy. So Cam, what have you been up to this week?
I've been a very, very busy person. Mm-hmm. I have been doing my Taste of Radio course.
You have been doing your Taste of Radio course, yeah.
Yes.
How's it going?
Very well. Actually finishing this Saturday, which will be exciting.
Nice. And what did you do last Saturday?
Last Friday, I was actually in Daylesford for...
Ooh, for chill out.
Chill out.
And did you chill out?
I didn't actually, no.
What were you doing?
I was very busy with the bears, actually. We had lions, tigers and bears. Oh, my.
That was your underbear party.
That was the underbear party, uh-huh. Which was an absolute fantastic evening up in Daylesford at the Old Hepburn, which uh-huh. was great. We had about 120 bears and guys dancing around and having fun.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to pack up and come back home to Melbourne to have 4.5 hours sleep and then back at the studio, which was great.
Oh, for the training, right.
Yeah.
And I did see photos of social media of you with your shirt off.
Well, this was Sunday.
Oh.
I went up to Daylesford again for the chill out parade.
Okay.
And I walked in and they've gone, Cam, why is your shirt on for? I'm like, well, it's not now. And it was off. Took it off at 10 o'clock and didn't put it on until 5 o'clock that afternoon.
Good for you. Did you get a bit of sunburn? You're a bit pale.
I'm a pale, but yeah. I didn't get sunburnt.
Oh.
I think I got a little bit of colour, but I wasn't anything serious. Everyone's going, you sunburnt? I'm like, no, pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, there you go.
So, yes, it was a great day. And then I was on the train on Monday night and I was like, oh, that photo of me, I'm just going to do something with this and put a positive body image post up on social media. And next minute, it was just 145 likes, 120. And I was like, well, where's all this coming from? And
was it some gentleman callers?
No, it was just friends and family. There was people who had shared the post and stuff. And it was actually really good. I just thought, well, it
body was... Body positivity,
like it's, I'm a bigger guy, hello, we're a bear, but...
well, not all bears are big though.
No.
Not all bears are big and hairy, but you are.
I am, I tick those boxes. But no, it was just about the fact that, yeah, it doesn't matter who you are, you've got to love the skin you're in.
Absolutely.
And it's about that, well, if I can be confident having myself in the public with my shirt off and making the trend for that for chill out, which was great.
Yeah, yeah.
If one person can take a little bit from me and be able to take that bit more confidence to even not do it for 8 hours straight like I do,
yeah.
But for do just even take the shirt off at the pool or uh-huh. take it off when they've gone swimming or even feel comfortable doing that with a partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's surprisingly people who don't
people,
feel
yeah,
comfortable
right. no.
taking their clothing off
yeah, yeah.
in front of a partner, whether it be a casual or a long-term partner.
Yeah.
So that was it. It was really, I was like, oh, I can be a leader in this. I must do it.
Now, the other thing that's been in the news this week that caught my eye, now, I know this is going to resonate with you, Cam. Now, some of our listeners, we have done shows in the past about drag queens and drag shows. And sometimes there are those in the bear community who love the drag queen. I think we'll put you, Disney Princess Cam.
Hello, Bear Dell here.
In that category, yes. And there are those in the bear community and in the LGBTIQ community generally who perhaps aren't fans of the old drag queens.
No, there's definitely two sides divisive. Of the fence.
That's right. But one of the drag queens that I particularly like is somebody called RuPaul.
Oh, Mama Ru.
Mama Ru. Now, Mama this week, Ru. Mama Ru's been in the news for two reasons.
Yes.
So what's the news today?
Well, the news today, well, the past couple of days, is Mama Ru on her 25th anniversary to her, yet again, Aussie partner.
Oh.
They decided to get married.
And this happened in January on the down low.
Yes, very, very much down low. Very much a very intimate, private occasion, which was great.
Yes.
Considering Mama Ru's always in the public eye.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, again, international. Very on trend with our topics tonight yeah. which is great.
It's a long-distance relationship, yeah, same-sex marriage,
exactly,
yeah, marriage equality.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, but then secondly...
Oh, the other news. Well, this is my exciting news. So regular listeners to The Woods will know that I'm a bit of a streaming queen.
Streaming queen.
I do like my streaming services.
Yes.
I'm very excited to read this week that one of the Australian streaming services is going to fast-track season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Party.
I know, right? I know. So I can legitimately watch it and not have any spoilers, not have face, not see on social media who's been evicted or who's not. I can watch it in real time.
I know. And I'm hopeless when it comes to trying to do those legal things. And I can never find anything that I want. So I love the fact that it's going to be fast tracked to Australia. And if I don't get a chance to go and meet with friends and watch it, whoever it may be, I can actually watch it on my own. Because I know how to do it.
You can binge watch.
I can watch from season 2 to season 9. I'm happy days. I just wish that they would bring out the all-stars onto the streaming services.
Yeah.
I love those all-stars.
Do you have a favourite winner of RuPaul's Drag Race? Seasons 1 through 9 and the all-stars.
Well, I just am absolute awe of Bianca Del Rio.
Yes, yes.
She is so witty, very, very funny.
Have you seen her live?
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw her in May last year. She was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, she's very good.
She's just like, it's her makeup is on point.
Mm-hmm.
Her outfits.
Well, if you like clown makeup, yes.
Well, even like, she doesn't follow people. That's the thing. Like, she creates her own look.
Absolutely.
And that's what I liked about Bianca, and the fact that she is an individual drag queen, because too many drag queens out there these days, I reckon, are trying to follow the RuPaul queens, and they're not creating their own look and their own sort of style. So it's really interesting. And she was just fantastic, and just she made my season 6 really.
Yeah. So I do like Bianca Del Rio, but I also like Sharon Needles. I thought Sharon Needles was interesting.
Yes, very very different character. There's so many different queens who have won from 1 through 9.
Yes.
And
my boyfriend Anthony, he loves Jinx Monsoon.
Jinx Monsoon. Yeah. I want a big girl to win.
Maybe this is the year.
Maybe it's the year, big girls, don't cry, and we can get you there somehow.
Oh, we could talk about RuPaul all night, but we won't, Cam. No, it's another show. We will be speaking to Rob and Fabian about their long-distance relationship. And as I say, if you do have any questions or if you want to share any stories of your own adventures with global love.
Or even just domestic long distance. I know I've got a couple of stories there we could always tell.
Well, if you want to ask a question or share a story, SMS in on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Stick around, there's more coming up next. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean, still curious after all these years, and I'm joined this evening by Disney Princess Cam. And our very special guest, may I introduce you to Rob and Fabian. Welcome to the studio, Rob and Fabian.
Thanks very much, Dean.
Thank you.
We're just talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, and I didn't say that I liked, Bianca Del Rio.
Bianca Del Rio for myself. You liked a bit of Sharon Needles.
Like a bit of Sharon Needles and Jinx Monsoon. Now, Rob, who's your fave?
To see live, I liked Jinx Monsoon the best.
Yeah. Now, we saw her at the Greyhound, I think.
Yeah, sit-down show. It was really good. Bianca was quite good as well. Bianca was very funny, I thought.
She reads the crowd.
Absolutely.
I loved it at my performance I went and saw of her. She literally had a script of what she wanted to cover tonight. She got like 2 points in.
Yeah, absolutely. She knows how to get the crowd going.
Now, Fabian, do you have a RuPaul's Drag alumni that you...
Yeah, I don't like repeating myself, so I'm going to say Raja.
Raja.
I really like Raja.
Toodle boot it, yeah?
Toodle boot. I love Raven Toodle boot.
Everyone watches that show.
I know. And I saw one of Katia and Trixie doing a toot and boot of the actual Raja.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Is it Raja? I've just gone blank.
Raven.
Yes. I said I laughed. That anyway, was
now Cam, I'm drawing a line now. We've done RuPaul. Let's move on. I want to get to know Rob and Fabian a little bit better. So, guys, tell me, and tell us all, how did you guys meet? Because I should explain, Fabian, you're from Sweden.
Yeah.
And Rob, you're from Australia.
Correct.
So an Aussie bear and a Euro bear.
Yes. That's the one,
yeah. Well, how does an Aussie bear meet a Euro bear?
We met halfway, unintentionally, on a cruise ship.
Uh-huh, the love boat.
The love boat.
And it actually was the love boat.
It was.
And so talk me through it. So what, did your eyes meet across a buffet?
A buffet.
Was there a pool involved, maybe?
No. Actually, I'm really happy the way we met, because I saw Rob the first night. All the bears had to meet up at the tequila bar.
Because this was a bear cruise.
I was going to say.
It was, yeah.
Was it an actual, just a whole entire lot of bears?
No.
Gay,
that would have been a lot of bears. Yeah,
so it was like, it was just a mixed cruise that just had a group of bears.
Yeah,
the
ship holds about 3,600 people, and there was only about a couple of hundred bears.
Yeah.
Only a couple of hundred.
Yeah, just
on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean.
But I would have said, like, approximately 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways. Yeah.
Party.
So everyone met at the tequila bar, and everyone was chatting with everyone, and I saw Rob and said, wow, like, he's way out of my league. Way out of my league.
So, Rob, what were your first thoughts when you saw Fabian?
Well, I saw Fabian at the pool because I was actually running really late and for the tequila bar.
Terrible.
And I saw him at the pool, and so I went into the pool and introduced myself, and he said hello, and I was like, oh no, douchey American. Like, I was going,
you've got a very, very strong American accent.
I'm sorry. I had no idea that he was from Sweden.
And you're on your way to Sitges as well, yeah?
Yeah, Barcelona.
Which is for Bear, was it Bear Week? Is that what
it's
in Bear Week over in Sitges.
Which is a whole lot of bears just transcend on, just arrive.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wall to wall bear.
Yeah. There's about 6,000 that end up in Sitges every year.
Oh, 6,000? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can tell.
Yeah.
Like, there's no denying that number.
Yeah.
I bet you that apps go crazy at that time of the year.
Nearby.
Yeah, the nearby, like, will be just covering
the screen.
It's right
next to you, the entire list.
The hotel's just been the whole nearby section.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, obviously it was a cruise in the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, why did you go looking, Rob, for a partner? Was that why? Was it just a holiday?
No,
what was the whole purpose?
It was a holiday. A friend of mine was organising part of the cruise.
Yep.
Doing group bookings and whatever, and a mate of mine from Melbourne decided to come along as well, and it was just the beginning of the holiday before we ended up in Sitges.
Wow.
For 10 days, I think it was.
So did you change your holiday plans after you'd met Fabian?
After I did. I did have some stuff booked to go to Madrid and Portugal, and I cancelled that and
Madrid
went
and Portugal.
I went to Sweden, you know, the home of ABBA. Like, and
it's almost the same weather there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did a side trip there, and, you know, it was an amazing experience.
Mm.
Yeah. And I've been back since then as well. But
Well, it's so weird because I didn't actually want to go on this cruise. I was very against it. The reason I went was because I had a friend that turned 40 that wanted the cruise as a gift for himself and his partner.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking around for friends to tag along. And that would be the gift for him from whomever went. And he had to convince me for like 2.5 months. And I said, oh, okay, if I buy the ticket, will you shut up? Like,
Do I have to? If I got to go, I got to go. So you're there on the sufferance.
Yeah. So I basically worked and kept working until the day I left. And I think I quit work just 6 hours before I had to go to the plane.
Oh, wow.
So I was not rested when I got to Athens at all.
So the actual cruise itself was your time to rest.
So
and
that, like, seeing Rob, knowing all of that, was extra, like, wow, a wake-up call. Like, I need to spend some time living life.
Yeah, it's kind of like meant to be a bit Sliding Doors-ish. Like, you may not have gone and may not have met.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
that
old cliche, though. You find love when you're least expecting it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it's and things happen in mysterious ways. Like, I'm a so true believer in that. I'm a fairy tale. That's me. Hello, Disney
you're a
princess.
Yes.
But it's just, yeah, things always happen when you're least expecting. Things always happen when you're not looking.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of just having that opportunity. And FYI, Fabian, if you ever get the opportunity to go on a cruise and you don't want to go, just let me know, I'll take it.
Let's just focus on that for a moment. So maybe you haven't been on a cruise. So you say there's like 100 bears on this cruise. Talk me through it. How does that work? Are there events? Like, are there social gatherings on?
Absolutely. Because it left from Athens. So, of course, they had to do a toga party.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which...
Did you pack your toga?
I went to the costume shop and got the...
You went to the costume shop. Have you not seen the bedding on your bed?
Which is what everybody does, apparently. So.
Yes, I did.
A lot of people do.
So you came prepared. So you came with your toga, but you didn't have to, as it turns out. You could just use bed sheets.
No, but luckily, Darren is an expert toga.
Look, I know Darren, and I've seen him tie a reef knot. I reckon he'd work his way around that sheet really well.
It's not his first toga. Yeah.
No.
So, I was lucky in that respect. So, that was.
So, I had this image of, midnight on the back of a boat by the pool, 100 bears in bed sheets just dancing around with the other patrons wondering, where's the bingo? Where's the bingo?
Where's the trivia?
This isn't the bingo.
Trivia.
Where's the show?
That happened one or two times.
And another night, that was when we were in Greece, because we went to Santorini as well. But
I love Santorini.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
I've never been. My desire is to literally jump on a cruise and do the Mediterranean from Athens across to Barcelona.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I was in Santorini with my boyfriend Anthony, and we went to Santorini, and we'd been told about the donkeys.
Oh, yeah, the donkeys.
The donkeys. So if you've not been to Santorini, you get Santorini is like this big caldera, so it's like a... it may be Atlantis, who knows, but it's like this big sort of cliffs. And you get on this donkey to go up the cliff.
Mm.
Or you go up a sensible way. But for the thrill seekers amongst us, you take the donkey up. And it is scary as all get out.
Oh, really?
Oh, and it's smelly and the donkey's kind of...
I did that mistake. But instead of going up with the donkey, I actually went... I just walked down.
Yeah.
And
all the donkey,
if you're planning to do that, I would strongly recommend to write your will before you do that. I was scared to death.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
And it's a bit smelly as well, because the donkeys relieve themselves all through the staircase.
So. Oh, see, I'm a country boy. I've grown up with horses and cows and everything else. I've ride horses.
I don't know much about donkeys, but I learned there and then that donkeys, they walk straight until they hit a wall.
Yep.
And then they turn. You had to pay a lot of attention if you're walking down that hill.
Uh-huh. Mm. So after the toga party in Santorini, was there any other events for the bears on this cruise ship?
Yeah, there was the denim and...
Leather and denim party,
Oh, did you take your leathers with you on the cruise ship?
No. A lot of people did.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised...
Because
leather is not light.
No, it's... Yeah.
So I didn't bring anything.
No, because those buckles and everything else, and depending on how much metal you've got on that, it can weigh quite a bit. And with 23 kilos of luggage, you've got to be really stiff.
And leather always turns out to be nude anyways.
I'm more of a denim sort of guy anyway, so that was quite lucky. Because you're right, with taking so much over, because my whole trip was 5 weeks away.
Wow.
So, you have to pack everything in for 5 weeks. And
I struggle on 2 weeks. Yeah. I went to Europe a couple of years ago, and I had 30 kilos luggage.
Yeah.
And I was to the brim, to the point that I had to actually get rid of clothes to actually be able to buy stuff over there.
Yeah, it's like that. I'll send it back.
Yeah, but sending it back is ridiculous as well.
And so, Fabian, was this your first cruise?
Yes.
First cruise. What did you think? Would you do it again?
I would definitely do it again. I think I would go more prepared next time.
Uh-huh.
I didn't attend. I just dropped by a quickie by the toga party.
Yeah.
I thought, who's going to do this? But obviously,
100
I should know. Yeah, but I should know Americans better. Like, if it's something eventful, they're going all in on it.
Yeah,
definitely. And I thought more it's going to be someone's going to wear a silver leaf crown or whatever, like something tiny, but people were going all in.
And I know the cruise that I did, there were people, Americans, line dancing.
Yeah.
In formation. Like, grown men dancing in front, which is, you know, and we played Steps at the top of the hour.
Five, six, seven, eight.
But yeah, they do tend to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, they go all in.
Oh, yes.
So they'll be more prepared next time.
Absolutely. And Rob, is this your first cruise?
It is my first cruise.
Would you cruise again?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I really didn't think I was going to, but no, I really enjoyed it.
And was this your first time in Sitges as well?
No, it was my third time in
Sitges. Oh, so you know what you're getting there.
Yeah,
you,
did, yeah.
And Fabian, your first time in Sitges?
No, second. Might be third. Can't remember.
Is it the same every year, or does it...
gets bigger.
It's bigger and bigger?
So is it themed, or what is it?
Yeah, those who haven't been to Sitges, what's the story?
I personally haven't been.
It's like a bear run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you go through it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's basically, it's a small bear club, but it, and the whole city gets overrun with bears. Like the stray people that turn up are, you know, definitely the minority and have no idea what's happening. But for about a 10-day period, about on the last weekend, I think last year it was just over 6,000 bears turned up. And, I mean, bears everywhere, like in the supermarket, in the cafes, in, like on the train, like it's... It's a really comfortable place.
It's literally, it sounds like
just everyone that works
city.
Everyone that works and live there know about this, so they adapt. So let's say a clothing store in the city would like remove all the S and XS and medium clothing and just order in extra large and triple and 4X.
Oh goodness. No, like I've never been over there, and I just have this image of just a massive field with these thousands of people. Like, is it like that, or is it literally inside parties and stuff like that?
Well, it's Spain, so everybody is outside on the streets. Like, nobody's in clubs until the very early morning, but most people are out on the street, and the streets are full of bears.
Wow. So, absolutely crazy.
Put on your wish list, yeah?
It's on there now, don't you worry.
Now, coming up, we are going to speak about the long-distance relationship being in Australia and in Sweden. And because we're going to be talking about Sweden, we're going to be talking about ABBA. Is that right, Fabian? Have I said it right?
ABBA.
Yeah. We're getting there.
It's not ABBA.
ABBA,
mate. No, it's ABBA. So to get us ready for ABBA, we are going to play an ABBA song.
Yes, it's my personal favourite.
Which one is it?
Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
Breaking up is never easy. I know what I had to. Oh my God, this time I know we need, knowing you. It's a bit. Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9.
She wants to be a bear.
Thanks, Margaret.
Yes, we love a bit of Margaret Cho.
We do. You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Disney Princess Cam, and we're chatting to Rob and Fabian. They met overseas, you know.
I know, it's crazy.
Rob's an Aussie bear.
To go all the way over to Europe.
Fabian's a Euro bear. I know.
Can I find my Euro bear?
Maybe you need to go to Europe. I don't know.
One of our international listeners, if you're a Euro bear, message into us now, and I will try and arrange my Europe holiday sometime soon.
Sometimes. And we just played ABBA.
ABBA.
From Sweden.
Yes.
Yeah. That's very bad accent.
Which was Eurovision, weren't
but,
they?
But Rob, what do you think of ABBA? When you think ABBA, what do you think?
Oh, well, yeah. ABBA is definitely a Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah, definitely.
Christmas treat.
Well, you know, I'm a little bit... I was around when ABBA was around.
Yeah, so was I, mate. So was I. Yeah.
So I remember my...
Did you have ABBA socks?
No, I had the ABBA T-shirt,
ABBA
the iron-on T-shirt.
Yeah.
That you'd get out the newspaper.
Yep.
Yeah, my sister got the album. I think it was the Arrival album, and for Christmas, and just played it, and then it became a bit of a family tradition just to play it every year.
And no, Fabian, clearly we are obsessed with ABBA. What's your take on it?
I don't really have a take on it. I'm from Sweden, so I've been exposed to ABBA all my entire life.
Yeah, it's
like background music.
Oh, get out of the studio now!
I'm sorry.
Music. Oh, my Lord.
Now, let's just focus on Fabian for a moment.
Yes.
Now, you just made a confession just while we were listening to ABBA then. Share the confession with us. What other name do you go by?
I only go by my name.
Yes.
But during the year of 2014, I was Mr. Bear Sweden.
Oh, my God.
We have another Bear Celebrity in the place.
I know. Mr. Bear Sweden
Bear
2014.
What?
A Bear Celebrity.
A sash bear from Mr. Sweden 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And did you get a sash?
I did get a sash that I would never show to anyone.
Oh, please. Come on.
Oh, why is that?
No, it's really bad.
Oh, like, bad sash.
Yeah. I'm not just being gay. Like, it's bad.
He's being a drama queen.
So tell me about the bear movement in Sweden and the Mr. Swedish bear. Is there a big...
I don't want to slaughter it.
No.
Because I'm really proud of it.
Yeah.
And I do want to represent it. But it's really tiny in Sweden, unfortunately, because there's tons of handsome bears in Sweden.
Mm.
But for some reason, I think the... man bear is misinterpreted in Sweden. And like in many other countries, bear just means fat and old, which it can be, but not necessarily is.
So it's bear, but is there any cub movement or is there involvement of cubs and otters?
No. So the biggest organization is called the Viking Bears in Sweden, at least.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're pretty good with at least keeping the name up front all the time. But... as much as events, it's pretty hard. They struggle. And I had a really close friend who was in the organization. He tried to switch things up, but it would cost a little bit too much money. So I don't know where it's lacking, honestly, because I haven't been that involved. But I at least try to represent Sweden as a Swedish bear. Because I could go as a Latino bear as well. Because, I mean, my parents are Latino. So.
Yeah. So do you think that it's because... the European continent itself has got so many countries within inside that they don't have representation from regional areas within those countries. Like, you look at Europe, it pretty much fits within Australia. And we have got bear representatives from Queensland, Western Australia, Victoria, Sydney, everywhere pretty much around
Australia.
And
even New Zealand.
And New Zealand as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think it's just because the countries within inside Europe are so small?
No, I don't think so. I think it's... we haven't tried everything yet.
Yep.
So once we find what really is like dotting the I, it will expand.
Mm.
So a couple of weeks back, we spoke with Mr. Bear Austria, Gabriel Hermens, and he was talking about his experience in Austria, which is also similarly a small in terms of the bear community. But he was talking about going to Cologne for the...
Bear Pride.
Bear Pride, yeah.
Euro Bear Pride.
Did you go to Euro Bear Pride
as
a sash holder?
Yeah.
What was that
2014.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if my expectations were too big, but I did enjoy it, I have to admit, because I met a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I went too hard on the fact that I was Mr. Bear, because once in Cologne... no one really cared about the Mr. Bear oh, so you're Mr. Bear from Norway. Oh, you're Mr. Bear from Sweden. Whatever. It's like, no one cares about Mr.
We've
Bear.
We've all got a sachet, mate.
Like, yeah, yeah. And that might trigger the thing that you mentioned about too many countries being in such a small space, that there's too many Mr. Bears.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Very interesting.
I don't think you'd have too many Mr. Bears.
Oh, we never can. No. And never, never can. Mm-hmm. But I think it's it just shows, like, I think Australia but one is
thing,
very lucky.
One thing they did mention, speaking about there can't be too many Mr. Bears, was that one guy at a bar told me, like, only the ugly bears run for the Mr. Bear thing. And I was like,
to your face?
Wow. Like,
oh, rude.
as a contestant of Mr. Vic Bears 2007, yeah, you know what it's like. 16, it's like a dagger through the heart right there.
But clearly, sorry, and we will post a photo of Rob and Fabian to our Facebook page.
But well, there's not one ugly soul in this.
I'm here to tell you, Fabian's
right
a good-looking rooster. Like,
oh yeah, we all are. Dave,
well, we all are. But just in terms of the Mr. Bear.
Yes, exactly.
You can see why he won.
I can see why he won.
Definitely so. Oh, lovey-dovey in the studio here. Right,
so let's talk Sweden.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that is different between Sweden and Australia is that in Sweden, back in 2009, their parliament recognised same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. So when you found out that Rob was Australian, were you expecting Australia to have same-sex marriage as well, or did you know that it wasn't a thing in Australia?
I wasn't aware of it then, but I did know Australia maybe wasn't that gay friendly to start off with, even though Mardi Gras is here.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because on the world stage,
I know,
we're known for
really
the Mardi
ironic.
Gras, and then we have rules.
Everyone
laws
knows about Mardi Gras.
I know.
Which is really weird and ironic. And it's not really a problem because you don't really choose who you fall in love with. And no matter what obstacle, you're going to go through it anyway. So, sure, I'm not happy about we can't get married here, but we're going to be married sooner or later.
Ah, no, this is a scoop. So what we haven't said is that you guys got engaged.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes. Now, Rob.
Now, I want to hear about it.
All the details. I'm going to get my nails out. I'm going to sit here waiting for all this information.
Story. This is Rob's story. So, Rob, tell us, how did you pop the question?
All right. At Christmas time, I went over to Sweden. Uh-huh. I had to spend Christmas with Fabian. And we spent Christmas, and then New Year's Eve came along, and it's actually his mother's birthday. So we went out for dinner. I went outside with his father and, you know, asked for permission and
Did you ask for permission? Yeah. Oh. You're a true gentleman, aren't you, Rob?
Cool, yeah.
Cam's going all gushy.
I am. I'm getting the tease.
His dad was he was extremely happy and said, you know, more than happy to welcome me into the family. And so anyway, that night we went out to Skansen, which is a huge park inside Stockholm, and it just wasn't right. It just wasn't the right time. And it was about 5 days later, we were in Gamlestaden, which is the old part of Stockholm, and it was snowing, and there's all snow around on the pine trees and snow on the ground. And yeah, that's when I got on bended knee. Almost bended knee. No,
it's
I didn't
wet
get down that
cold.
Low. That, exactly. That's right.
And at your age, doll, I mean, you might not get up.
That's right. I had travel insurance.
I'm there. I can see it.
Yeah. I've got tears in my eyes.
But I pretty much knew straight away that
he was the one?
Yeah, he was my twin flame.
When did you guys, when was the career? Well, when was it last year?
That was in September last year,
And then you got engaged in January?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a romantic.
Yeah.
It was just love at first sight, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we've just had our engagement party last weekend, and my birthday, and Fabian has a birthday in May, and we're having an engagement party in Sweden as well.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's fantastic.
And family as well.
So was there any hesitation from you, Fabian? Did you question anything at all?
I did question my life the second I saw Rob. But besides from that, once I took that step, like, no regrets, all in.
Yeah, so have your families both been supportive of everything?
Absolutely. Very.
Yeah. How did you go, Fabian, telling your mum that you've met this fella from down under, like the other side of the world? How did she respond to that?
I think I'm the only one who can surprise my mom. She's been through a lot.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh no, he sounds like he's really in love and it's on the other side of the world, basically. No. But yeah, she knew. She told me, like, I can tell, Fabian, that this is the one just by your voice and the way you talk about him.
And so she was, what, follow your heart? Was that?
Yeah, she said, like, if you truly believe, you're a smart person, if you truly believe that he's the one, go for it, even though I hate seeing you leave Sweden.
Yeah.
So will you actually move to Australia, you reckon? Because obviously, that's our goal. If you guys get married, you can get married in Sweden, but coming into Australia, there's no recognition of your of that status. So do you think this would be the place to move to, or would you, Rob, move across to Sweden?
I'm prepared to go to Sweden as well. We're going to Canberra next week for interview with the Swedish consulate. And
fantastic.
So we're going to explore how you navigate a relationship when you live on different sides of the world.
Exactly, especially in different time zones.
Different time zones, that's right. That's coming up next. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Bear Curious Dean. I'm here with Disney Princess Cam, and we're getting to know Rob and Fabian.
Yes, it's been fantastic.
Fabian's Mr. Bear Sweden 2014. Who knew?
I know. Who knew? We had another bear celebrity in Melbourne visiting.
And these guys have found love in the Mediterranean.
And now they're having love in a hopeless place.
A hopeless place. No, it's a lovely place by the sounds of it.
A beautiful place.
But now that you guys are navigating the whole relationship thing from afar, so talk us through. When Fabian, you're in Sweden, and Rob, you're in Australia, and I know that you've been visiting each other, but but day to day, how does that work?
It's really easy, Monday to Friday, because of work, and you're really on top of things. But at the same time, you want to live your life.
Yes.
Even if I want to spend it in front of a camera with Rob all the time on the weekends. So the weekends are the hardest part.
Yeah,
I would say.
At the moment, with the time difference being 10 hours, it's
It's easier.
It's manageable. It's going back to 8 but
after,
hours.
Yeah, after April, when we both have changed, because a few countries have changed already.
To the daylight saving time.
So it's going to go from 10 to 8 hours, and 8 hours is a lot harder to manage.
And so do you schedule FaceTime, or do you have like an agreement about when you're going to
From Monday to Friday, it's easy because we do it on a schedule. I know exactly when to get up and when to be available until what time, and when he wants to look at MKR. So I need to give him like
Are you a reality TV queen?
Just that.
But it's
I love cooking.
And like I said, the weekends is the only hard part because there's no schedule then. And you want to spend time. I want to spend time with Rob, but I don't want to feel like my entire weekend has just been in front of a iPad. Like
yes.
So I'm going to go back a little bit to when you guys first met. Like obviously, you different countries, massive kilometers between the two of you. Did either of you ever think that it was just a holiday romance?
No.
Straight up, no.
No.
So had you spoken about the communication and being able to contact each other and everything? Like, was this all worked out prior to actually leaving Stockholm?
No. But we both knew how we felt, and we both knew what steps we would have to take to be together, basically. It was only until we started researching and finding out the expense, especially from the Australian side of things.
So let's talk about that. So you mentioned that you were going to Canberra.
Yes.
And that's to get a visa?
Yeah, that's to apply for a visa for Sweden, because if I'm intending to marry a Swedish national, then they have basically a visa application which costs 150 euros, which is about 225 Australian dollars. And
that's a reasonable price.
Yeah, and it can take anywhere from a week up to 18 months to come through.
Oh, that long.
What's that visa for? Is that for you to live in Sweden?
To live in Sweden, yeah. They basically give you like a two-year visa, working visa with a personal number, allowing you to work there, live there, and then you can just keep getting that extended.
So would that then give you access to a European passport potentially, or not
just a Swedish passport?
Just a Swedish passport? Yeah.
And then for Fabian, do you need to get a visa for Australia?
Yes.
And is that one 250 as well? Or
No. Far from that.
That's $6,785 to apply
Goodness
for
me.
It. That's for the partnership visa.
Uh-huh.
There are other ways of coming in. Yeah. I've been at Midsummer. I went to the Gay and Lesbian Immigration Task Force.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a mouthful. But they meet once a month, and for a nominal fee, you can go there. They'll help you fill out all the forms. And
they were really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to mention that.
Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's lots of ways, depending on your age and your profession as well.
And is it easier if you get married in Sweden, if the two of you get married in Sweden,
for
you to come back to Australia?
Unfortunately not. No. It's completely irrelevant.
Because we're not even recognised here anyway.
It's not recognised at all. On the border website, the immigration website, it groups same-sex marriage with polygamy and underage marriage as well. So basically has all three of them together. These are the type of marriages we do not recognise.
So is a relationship then recognised in the eyes of Australia?
You can register your relationship. That's as far as it goes. But marriage, it doesn't carry any weight whatsoever if you're married or not.
That is absolutely crazy. The things we take for granted living in Australia, even though we can't get married, the fact that if you do happen to find love overseas or with an international person, the fact like visas and stuff, it just blows my mind. Because looking at like you guys are absolutely in love, and it's been fantastic having you in here tonight. But looking at long distance, like I know I was in a relationship and my partner was only 2 hours up the road.
Yeah.
And that was hard on me. I could never imagine having a partner in another state, let alone another country.
Well, the other side of the world.
The other side of the world. Like, not even altogether. Like New Zealand, but it's Sweden.
Yeah, I've got a mate whose partner works away in theatre, and he says to me, oh, I'm missing him. And I'm like, bitch, please.
Exactly. That
I get
that
from my
moment.
Clients all the time.
It's
like,
crazy.
Oh, I know this long distance relationship. Like, oh, where does your partner live? An hour away from here. Like, thank you.
Yeah, I've got to take a 24-hour flight. Thank you very much. Mm. And pay about, what, $1,500 per time.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because that's it. You haven't even got the ability to just to duck up the road or fly to somewhere like Sydney or something like that quickly to do a trip. You've literally got to pay massive expenses every single time.
Oh, lucky where I work, I actually purchase leave. We take a pay cut throughout the year and, you know, buy extra leave so that I can...
I'm not that lucky.
I want that too.
You know, Fabian works for himself, so...
Yeah.
So Rob, you'd been to Stockholm for the first time. And you did your
September.
ABBA tour.
Yeah.
I know you did the ABBA tour.
Yeah, with the ABBA Museum,
The ABBA Museum. So did you sit in the helicopter?
Of course. Yeah.
Nice. Fabian, had you been to Australia before?
No.
Oh, so the reason to come to Australia was because of Rob?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And was it what you were expecting?
Yeah, and more, I would say.
Uh-huh.
I have relatives in Australia
that
live in Sydney, so I've always had a connection to Australia.
Uh-huh.
I tried Vegemite when I was just a kid.
Oh, what do you think of Vegemite?
I love Vegemite.
You love Vegemite? That's lucky. Yeah,
Someone taught me the correct way of eating Vegemite.
Yeah.
What, on toast? Yeah. Is that the only way?
Yeah, with avocado, yeah.
Oh.
With avocado?
So, oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
But how much Vegemite do you like need a brekkie trowel to actually smother it on, or do you just put a little bit of a...
It's got to be mixed with the butter and then the avocado on top.
Yes.
A bit of avocado on your veggie? Yeah. Oh, there you go. You heard it here first. Oh, you don't need salt? No, because I guess it's very salty
it's
already.
It's delicious.
I've not tried that.
Oh, we must.
My kitchen it's rules. Here we go.
Joy, 94.9. Woof. Grr.
This is Bear Curious Dean with Disney Princess Cam.
Yes.
And that's the end of our hour.
It is.
Can you believe that?
I know. It's gone so fast.
It's gone so fast. I'd say a very big thank you. A very big thank you to Rob and Fabian for sharing your story.
Thank you very much.
We learned so much, didn't we?
It's been absolutely fantastic. Like, learning from everything from cruising to cost of visas. We covered all topics. Yeah.
That's right. Hashtag hold tight.
Hashtag Eurobear. Hashtag Aussie Bear.
I know. Get yourself a Eurobear, folks.
Yes. If they're looking anything like Fabian, you'd want one.
So thank you very much for that. Now, Disney Princess Cam.
Yes.
What are you doing Monday morning at 6:30 a.m.?
Well, I will be setting my alarm probably 6:29 to get up in time to listen to the Brekkie Bears.
That's right. So Brekkie Bears Monday morning, Big Bear Mark, Luke the Wonder Cub, and SJ.
SJ, fantastic.
Now, if you like the show, The Woods, you might want to follow us on Facebook at The Woods on Joy 94.9, or if you're into Twitter.
Yeah, you can jump on Twitter and it's at the Woods on Joy.
That's right. You can catch podcasts of the show on our website, joy.org.au/thewoods, or go to iTunes and download or subscribe to the Woods podcast. And when you're there, rate and review us. We do like 5 stars.
Yes, and I do believe you've got a breakfast show, Dean, as well.
I do. In fact, if you want to hear my dulcet tones again,
yes, I would.
Tuesday morning for Rach and Dean for breakfast, just for this Tuesday.
Just for this Tuesday?
Just for this Tuesday. We will be interviewing Harrison Craig, who won The Voice in 2013, and he's got a tour coming out where he sings songs from old Vegas, so the hashtag Kings of Vegas. He came into the studio the other day, and he sang to us. He sang Lady is a Tramp live in the studio to me and Rach, and we melted.
I would too.
So tune in to hear that interview. It's a good one. Next up, of course, is one of my favourite shows.
Yes.
It's the Pop Chops. It's Dan and Andy.
Pop Chops. And what are they talking about tonight?
I got no idea. Something to do with pop.
Something to do with pop and chops. And I'm sure they're looking at us right now.
Andy explained it to me, but I'm a little bit older. And I didn't know what he was talking about.
I'm
going to learn so much tonight.
Exactly.
That's right. So look, you have been listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. Until next week, woof-grr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.